What we're doing differently is we're hiring either a CPA candidate, a degreed accountant, an almost degreed accountant, or a CPA versus bookkeepers that have tons of experience. And when you have a CPA involved or CPA led, I think your results are much better than the average competition.
I'm talking today with Scott Bates, business services partner with Go and Grow, a division of Cornwell Jackson CPAs. Go and Grow provides outsourced accounting, payroll, and consulting services to the real estate, automotive, dental lab, healthcare, and service industries. They leverage industry experience, process optimization, collaboration, and SaaS solutions to help business owners focus on what they do best. Go and Grow can outsource back office operations for smaller companies that have inefficient back offices and can scale to outsource the controller functions of larger middle market companies. Welcome, Scott.
Glad to be here.
Now, in your most recent blog post, you talk about how the best lesson you learned at a continuing education conference in Orlando was derived from a visit to Disney World after the conference. The lesson seemed to be about how Disney's mantra of continuous improvement leads to intentional profit operations. Now, I think that's a great philosophy that has served Disney well, but I wonder, how do you see applying that to Go and Grow and its clients?
Well, as we look at our clients' processes with the technology out there today and the ability to be able to collaborate, you can make intentional improvements to a process that drives more profit to the bottom line, just like Disney. When you look at Disney, I think they have roughly $50 billion in revenues and generate, I believe, $7 to $8 billion in net profits. And so the reason they're able to do that is they're intentional and they're planning up front to execute the process consistently so that it gives the customer a consistent high level of service.
So what you do is look at the processes and procedures that a company uses within their financial infrastructure, like their receivables, their billing, their payroll, anything financial, and you say, how can we make this better? How can we make it more efficient? And in turn, how can we make it more profitable for the company?
That's correct. So you have simple things like going paperless. So vendors are sending in their invoices into the cloud, which is processed at a transaction level in the cloud. Things go smoother within the company and within the company's back office, which then allows the company to take resources that maybe were deployed in areas that didn't focus on growing the business and deploy those into more of a customer-facing intentional effort to grow their products.
I use a similar process in what I do with marketing advice for my clients. I try to identify what I call hidden and underused marketing assets and put those assets to work. In some cases, if it's advertising, stop doing something that's not profitable. Seems like that's kind of what you're doing from a financial standpoint.
Yeah, absolutely. When you look at even at smaller companies, the challenge they have is they typically, you know, bring in resources and deploy those resources and in an inefficient environment. And, you know, it's not always the case, but you typically have a demographic employee in the smaller companies that sort of do a lot of different things. But have sort of an inefficient work style. So what you can do then is reallocate those internal resources and create processes that drive efficiencies and then redeploy those resources into more of the growth focus of the company. And what we found is that in essence, your system, the tools out there and the cost of the tools is scalable now with all the technology opportunities that you can leverage those tools, which drives down the cost for our clients and improves margins for our business.
That's very interesting. Most companies that do what you do from the standpoint of payroll management, for example, they don't get into anything like that. They just come in and manage your payroll and that's it. They don't get into really trying to identify what in your organization could be made more efficient, more lean, more profitable. They're just looking to handle one particular source. So that's something that kind of intrigued me with at your website, that you're not only providing these services, but you're looking deeper into what the company is doing in different aspects and saying, how can we make this better? And in turn, make the whole company more profitable. So that was really very intriguing to me.
Yeah. And you have tools that you can leverage, SaaS, software as a service tools that the cost is so scalable, even for payroll. You can get into the payroll business and CPAs are the payroll experts. The big Paychex and ADP have built massive companies taking payroll from accountants because that's the computer generation gave them the option to program software to be able to process payroll. But the real end game, the real goal here is to be very specific about the industries you pick so that when you go build those tools, let's say for a dental lab, for example, a dental lab is unique in that it does certain things to make crowns and dentures. Well, when you build that, I call it the mousetrap, it takes, a lot of time up front, but once you've built it, to bring on another dental lab is extremely easy. And that's when you start to scale. So you have to be focused on your industries when you build these solutions. And, the old way of doing things was, I call it the break fix. It was, accountants did the accounting manually, ledger paper. Computers came out. QuickBooks was developed. Well, QuickBooks was made for non-accountants or non-degreed accountants. So you had people that could sort of do some of the accounting internally, but could never finish it. So then the CPA had to come in and fix it. So I call it the break fix. And so then the owner's out paying the internal resources to do the accounting and then has to pay the CPA to come in and get it to a point where they can actually send it, publish it to a bank or investor. And so now we can kind of eliminate all of that and create something that you can be intentional in our side. You can schedule and process the transactions efficiently on your own terms. Internally, you can schedule people to work with a client on Mondays from 8 to noon and consistently process those transactions very efficiently, but then produce industry specific reports that actually drive and add value to that business owner, much more so than you used to.
Yeah, I like the way you have identified some vertical markets to at least start with and specialize in. So as you say, you do it for the first company, and then now it's a question of just scaling it up to the next company, which seems like it's very efficient for you, but also effective for the client, because the client doesn't have to go to someone and say, hey, I need you to build me a system from scratch. You can work within those verticals and say, we already have the system and we've been successful with it with other clients. Do you want to come on board? So that seems like a very efficient way of building and marketing a business. Now, your parent company, Cornwell Jackson, has been around since the early 80s. What would you say has been the biggest factor in the success of the firm, and how are you using that to build Go and Grow?
Well, being a traditional CPA firm, the advantage was we were able to take existing clients with existing industry expertise and then develop these tools for each industry. And then when you look out there and you look at the competition, and most of the true outsourcing firms really just do outsourcing. They don't do payroll, or they don't do tax compliance or tax planning. But what you can do with the traditional CPA firm is you can leverage from what you have to get started, but you also can incorporate more of the full service. You know, when you're just getting more involved with your client with more products, because the accounting ties in with tax planning and tax projections and getting a better tax answer for your clients. And, you know, there's opportunities working with your clients day to day, where you can do more planning and help sort of synergize the other products, as opposed to, like you were saying before, if all you do is payroll, how well do you really know that company? And how well do you really know that industry? And how can you really help that client? So we feel like it's something that, you know, helps us compete with other outsourcing solutions.
Well, speaking of competition, I did a Google search for outsourcing of bookkeeping, financial consulting, and payroll services in Dallas, and I found more than 30 firms that seem to do what you do, at least on the surface. What would you say are the top three differences between Go and Grow and your competition?
I think the top three would be the tax planning portion of it. Most outsourcing firms or the competition I see don't offer that. I see, you know, the ability to focus on these specific industries and creating these tools. The fact that we're making significant investments from the assets of the CPA firm, I think, sort of sets us apart. And I just think we get overall better results being CPA advisors, CPAs that is, advising in a way that we really can, it allows us to, you know, leverage our strengths as CPAs, as opposed to just bookkeepers.
Right. So the typical payroll firm does payroll, and they may notice some kind of anomaly or inconsistency in the way you pay people, but they're not in there every day or on a periodic basis looking for, now, what's the cause of that? How can we make it more efficient? And what can we do to prevent it in the future? They just say, hey, I noticed something.
You talk about payroll specifically. That's a great example, because every other day we've got a call from a client that's hired a salesman in another state. They brought them on and they're trying to deal with their payroll, unique payroll issues, and what they should do and whether they have Nexus and all that stuff. And the big payroll processing companies direct them, you know, to their CPAs. And so, you know, we always sort of knew we were the experts that could do the research but to compete with those big firms, we got out of payroll because they had developed tools, software tools, to be able to process the payroll efficiently, file the tax forms. So the cost to be able to get into payroll with the existing expertise is sort of a no-brainer.
At this point, yeah, because you can develop the software or you can buy it cheap off the shelf, and I don't know how you do it. I mean, your website talks about proprietary software. Do you or have you developed your own software that has something that the others don't have, or at least it's under your control, so if you find that something is not working the way it should, you can retool it, as opposed to an off-the-shelf solution that you really can't?
And but on the proprietary software specific to those industries, with the solutions that we've purchased, the customization of those solutions, we'll call it the template or the mousetrap that's unique, whether it's just unique reports or you're driving your exporting information out of your clients' operating systems, whatever that is, that so-called template, that is ours. We own that. So that gives us the ability then to take a basic solution and then with a customized overlay to be able to then copy that over to within those different industries over and over again.
Okay, so it's kind of a hybrid situation at this point, but later you plan to develop your own proprietary versions of this, which I think, you know, when you own the software, then you have more control over it and you can cause it to do exactly what you need to have done without having to worry about the structure of someone else's database. So that's interesting. Now, given that you have a lot of competition, at least on the surface, it looks like you do, in your opinion, what do you think that the secret sauce is that many in your industry miss?
I think the secret sauce is that as it relates to the development of the collaborative tools that are much more bite-sized in terms of cost. You know, people are talking a lot about it, but they're not actually doing it. And so the firms that are larger than us, the largest large local firms, they have products that are built around audit and tax compliance that have very successful partners running those companies. The challenge they may have is which of those partners is going to be is going to take it and lead the effort, because it has to be partner led, and give up their high rate compliance work to run these practice areas. And so I think that causes them, you know, to have a challenge executing. And then I think the smaller firms have always historically had engine problems in terms of, we get clients from smaller firms because their engine just gets gummed up faster, whether it's a one-person shop or multiple-person shop. So I think the other part of it, too, is what we're doing differently is, you know, we're hiring either a CPA candidate, a degreed accountant, an almost degreed accountant, or a CPA versus kind of these bookkeepers that have tons of experience. But, you know, typically, maybe, I know this sounds bad, but, you know, there's just certain cars you take on the highway, and I think, you know, you wouldn't want to take some cars on the highway. You'd rather take more powerful car on the highway, and when you have a CPA involved, or CPA led, I think your results are much better than the average competition. So that's a focus that we have. And you're able to do that because when you create the tools, it drives the margins, as opposed to trying to get, you know, the $50,000, $60,000 a year, 25-year bookkeeper.
Right. What types of businesses will benefit most from working with Go and Grow?
The best interface is going to be owner-operated, typically growing, and with the focus of allowing them to grow, with, you know, ranging from just getting started and scaling all the way up to the larger controller ran companies with the traditional controller and staff that may be spending $200,000 to $300,000 on internally. And so we can be cheaper than, I call it the Betty Sue. It's kind of running around the office manager. And we can be much cheaper than a fully staffed controller department. So when we can come in and come in at 50% to 60% of their cost with a much better product, that can benefit a lot of business owners.
So when you are looking for people to bring into the organization, do you look for people with both accounting and real estate experience, accounting and automotive experience, accounting and healthcare experience, or does the fact that they haven't worked in any of those industries really make a difference?
They typically, when we have candidates that come through, we typically focus more on their background with their education and their goals, and they don't necessarily need to have that specific industry experience. However, in some cases, strategically, we have hired someone that has both public accounting and industry accounting experience specific to those sectors, which is, of course, a big investment for us. But then we can leverage and work together and develop marketing plans and make it worth their time and give them a bigger opportunity than maybe where they were before.
Sounds good.